It's Monday, October 16th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, President Donald Trump struck a blow against the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement in defiance of other world powers, choosing not to certify that Tehran is complying with the deal and warning he might ultimately terminate it, reports Reuters.
As President of the United States, my highest obligation is to ensure the safety and security of the American people. Today, I am announcing our strategy, along with several major steps we are taking to confront the Iranian regime's hostile actions and to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never, acquires a nuclear weapon.
While Trump did not pull the United States out of the agreement, he gave the U.S. Congress 60 days to decide whether to reimpose economic sanctions on Tehran that were lifted under the pact. In a recent interview on the Christian Broadcasting Network, Attorney General Jeff Sessions shared his conviction that Christian bakers have the, quote, fundamental right, unquote, under the law to refuse to bake cakes for homosexual faux weddings, reports the Christian Post.
Too often we have ignored what the Constitution actually says. It says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The cake baker has more than just a personal view here. He has a religious view, and he feels that he is not being able to freely exercise his religion by being required to participate in a ceremony in some fashion that he does not believe in. So we think that right is a fundamental right.
Sessions asserted that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 states that the government should not constrict an individual's religious belief, quote, without a compelling reason to do so. So we think that statute has been ignored too often and not respected sufficiently, unquote. The Trump administration has made a move to officially assert that life begins at conception, reports The Independent. New language was inserted into the Department of Health and Human Services 2018 to 2022 strategic plan, which says that the mission was, quote, serving and protecting Americans at every stage of life, beginning at conception, unquote. Psalm 139:13 declares, for you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Pro-abortion politicians in California, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Washington are suing President Donald Trump over his decision to provide broad exemptions to religious employers who object to paying for birth control, including forms that may cause abortions, in their employee health plans, reports the Associated Press. A week ago today, Twitter censored Representative Marsha Blackburn's 3-minute campaign video advertisement over her unapologetically pro-life language, reports the Christian Post. Listen to the words that offended the liberal ears over at the Twitter castle.
I'm Marsha Blackburn. I'm a hardcore, card-carrying Tennessee conservative. I'm politically incorrect and proud of it. I'm 100% pro-life. I fought Planned Parenthood, and we stopped the sale of baby body parts. Thank God.
After getting major blowback, Twitter announced last Tuesday that they would allow the Tennessee Republican to condemn Planned Parenthood. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders roasted CNN's Jim Acosta at a recent press briefing.
Sir, why did the president tweet this morning that he'd like to see the Senate Intelligence Committee investigate news outlets and I guess this quest to go after fake news? Does he value the First Amendment as much as he values the Second Amendment?
Absolutely. The president is an incredible advocate of the First Amendment. With those freedoms also come responsibilities, and you have a responsibility to tell the truth, to be accurate. I think right now, when we've seen recent information that says that only 5% of media coverage has been positive about this president and this administration, while at the same time you have the stock market and economic confidence at an all-time high, ISIS is on the run, unemployment's at the lowest it's been in 17 years, we've cut regulations at a historic pace, we're fixing the VA for our vets, you've only found 5% of your time to focus on on some of those big issues. And frankly, those are the issues most Americans care about. Not a lot of the things that you cover, not a lot of the petty palace intrigue that you spend your time on. I think that we need to move towards a certainly more fair, more accurate, and frankly, a more responsible news media for the American people.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bob Weinstein, who lived in the shadow of his older brother Harvey Weinstein, called Harvey a depraved man. While he says he knew his brother was unfaithful to his wife, Bob insists he had no idea about, quote, the type of predator that he was, unquote, and is sickened by Harvey's lack of remorse. The words of God from Jeremiah 44:10 are just as applicable to this unrepentant Jewish man named Harvey Weinstein as they were to the Jews of Jeremiah's day. But they have not become contrite even to this day, nor have they feared nor walked in my law or my statutes. President Donald Trump touted his administration's actions to a major gathering of Christian